Darius was exceedingly glad Daniel's God was able, October 16. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first. The honors bestowed upon Daniel excited the jealousy of the leading men of the kingdom, and they sought for occasion of complaint against him. But they could find none, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Thereupon the presidents and princes, counseling together, devised a scheme whereby they hoped to accomplish the prophet's destruction. The king, sore displeased, set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. God did not prevent Daniel's enemies from casting him into the lion's den. He permitted evil angels and wicked men thus far to accomplish their purpose, but it was that he might make the deliverance of his servant more marked, and the defeat of the enemies of truth and righteousness more complete. Early the next morning, King Darius hastened to the den, and cried with a lamentable voice, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" The voice of the prophet replied, "O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den.